With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana House has endorsed what would be the state's first fuel tax hike in 24 years. The bill would raise the state's tax on gas by 8 cents a gallon and on diesel by 7 and a quarter cents a gallon. Republican Representative Frank Garner of Kalispell.
We have over 900 bridges that need repair. 30% of our roads are in poor condition. We are underfunded annually $1 billion. That's the condition we find ourselves in.
The measure passed its first vote 56 to 44 today, with 17 Republicans joining 39 Democrats in voting yes. It must pass a final vote before it goes to the Senate. Opponents of the bill say it's a bad idea to raise taxes on their constituents. A Montana official says business could suffer if lawmakers entangle the state in a national debate over bathrooms and transgender people. The state's chief development officer told the House Judiciary Committee today that a bill seeking to throw the debate directly to voters could undermine Montana's ability to attract business. The Montana Family Foundation is pushing the legislature to let voters decide if the use of bathrooms and locker rooms should depend on a person's biological sex. Two men have filed a federal complaint saying that unlike majority party candidates, they would have to gather thousands of petition signatures to run for Montana's U.S. House seat in a special election in May. The complaint by Thomas Breck of Missoula and Steve Kelly of Bozeman argues state law makes it nearly impossible for minor party and independent candidates to qualify for special election ballots. The battle over Montana's only congressional seat is being thrust into a legislative fight over whether to conduct the May 25th special election by mail. Passions flared over a bill heard in the House Judiciary Committee today that seeks to bring relief to counties that say the special election would be a financial and logistical hardship. Great Falls Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick is the bill's sponsor.
The cost savings by going to mail ballots are quite substantial. The estimates for this particular bill just alone are somewhere in the range of $500,000 to $750,000. That's how much your local counties will save.
Secretary of State Corey Stapleton is Montana's top elections official. He says he suggests that an all-mail ballot could affect the integrity of the balloting.
We are not here to run the cheapest elections. We're here to run the best elections as elected officials. It is not our task to make our job easier.
The committee's chair, Republican Representative Alan Doan of Bloomfield, halted proceedings and cleared the hearing room after one woman defied his decision to limit time for testimony from the overflow crowd. Counties say they face hundreds of thousands of dollars in costs because of the election and might not have adequate polling places. The House committee has not yet voted on the bill. Stay tuned to hear more on this story later tonight. Democrats are trying for a third time this legislative session to raise taxes on the wealthiest Montanans. The bill heard today is sponsored by Democratic Senator Eddie McClafferty of Butte and reflects the plan in Governor Steve Bullock's budget proposal to raise tax revenue to fix a budget shortfall. The measure would create a new 7.9% tax bracket for income above $500,000. Those top earners now pay 1% less than that, the same as a person earning $17,500 a year. The tax hike would generate between $16 and $20 million in additional revenue a year. Republican-led committees have already tabled two similar proposals this session. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The company responsible for cleanup at the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company Superfund site released results of their site evaluation today. Nikki Willett reports.
The evaluation confirms that groundwater beneath the former aluminum smelter facility has elevated levels of cyanide, fluoride, and other contaminants leached from legacy landfills used from 1955 until 1980. The studies also indicate that the contamination is not moving toward wells used for drinking water in nearby neighborhoods. Publication of the evaluation wraps up 7 months of sampling and analysis. Crews collected more than 700 samples and installed 44 monitoring wells to help develop a roadmap for what needs to happen next in terms of cleanup. The former aluminum smelter was named a Superfund site last September. At the time, the EPA said contamination concerns included fluoride, cyanide, and various metals. That contamination threatens a fishery containing federally protected bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout. Columbia Falls Aluminum Company will present their findings at a public meeting on Wednesday, April 19th, at a location to be announced. This is just the first part of the evaluation process at CFAC, which is expected to take another 4 years. Cleanup is projected to take at least a decade. More information is on our website at mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
An emergency watercraft closure was issued on the Flathead Reservation today in response to the recent detection of invasive mussel populations in the state. Effective immediately, all watercraft must be inspected and cleared for launching into any Flathead Reservation water body by a certified boat instructor. And speaking of aquatic invasive species, Montana lawmakers are trying to be proactive about the problem. Here's Freddie Monatis.
Aquatic invasive species can harm native ecosystems, and that can have impacts on commercial, agricultural, and recreational activities. Senate Bill 363 would require out-of-state owners of watercrafts to buy 2 decals. Those funds would be deposited in the state's invasive species account to be used on prevention and control. Republican Senator Chaz Vinson is a sponsor of the bill.
We're making sure that we're gonna have something that's effective, making sure that it is not going to be cost prohibitive, and being something that can hopefully be a model for other states.
The bill also seeks to charge hydroelectric facilities a $1 invasive species fee for every 2,500 kilowatt hour produced. The Senate Natural Resource Committee will hear first testimony on the bill Friday.
Freddie Monatis is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Montana lawmakers are considering setting up a rainy day fund that would allow the state to quickly recover from budget shortfalls, such as the one the state is experiencing now. But the sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Lou Jones of Conrad, is at odds with Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's office on how to do it. Jones proposes setting aside 50 cents of every dollar that comes in above the legislature's revenue estimate. Under the bill, the governor would also be able to transfer money during tough times from other special revenue accounts. But the governor would have to cut spending in order to make those transfers. Bullock Budget Director Dan Villa says the governor opposes the bill and would prefer setting aside 15% of revenue growth in a rainy day fund. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.